हरिर देहा वृत्ताम आत्मा स्वयं प्रकृतिर ईश्वरा तत्पादमूलं शरणं यथा क्षमो निर्नम इहा हरिर्देहावृत्तिमात्मा स्वयं प्रकृतिर ईश्वरा तत्पादमूलं शरणं यथा क्षमो निर्नम इहा Hari, Shri Hari, Dehavritam. Of living entities who have accepted material bodies, of living entities who have accepted material bodies, Atma, the super soul, Swayam, himself, Prakriti, material nature, Ishvara, the controller, Tat, his, Pada Mulam, feet, Sharanam, shelter, Yata, from which, Kshema, good fortune, Nirnam, of man, Iha, in this world. Translation, Shri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. He is the supreme controller of all material activities in material nature. He is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter at his lotus feet. In doing so, one's life will be auspicious. I read once again. Shri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. He is the supreme controller of all material activities in material nature. He is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter at his lotus feet. In doing so, one's life will be auspicious. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki. In Bhagavad Gita 1861, it is said, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hirta Desha Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. The living entity is within the body and the super soul. The Supreme Soul of the God is also there. He is called Antaryami and Chaitya Guru. As Lord Krishna stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, He is controlling everything. Sarvasya chaham hirdi sanivishtu mata smriti gyanam apohanam cha. I'm seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is being directed by the super soul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take his direction and be happy. To take his directions, one needs to be a devotee. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Although the super soul is in everyone's heart, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hirdidesh Arjuna Tishtati, he talks only to the pure devotee who constantly engage in his service. In Chaitanya Bhagavad Antya 3:45, it is said, okay, maybe read it in Bengali way. Tahara se bali vadya mantra adhyayana Krishna pade padma ye kara yestiramana. One who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood as having the best education and as having studied all the Vedas. There are also other appropriate quotes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Saise vidayara pala janihanishchaya Krishna pada padme yadi chita vritiraya. The perfect result of an education is the fixing of one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Digvijaya kariba vidyara karyanahe Ishvare bajili se vidaya satya kahe. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages himself in devotional service, his education is perfected. Padakena loka Krishna bhakti janibare seyadina hilatabe vidyaya ki kare. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then education is false. Tahare se bali dharma karma sadachara Ishvare se priti janme samata sabara. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education, that has to be awakened. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Once Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramananda Rai what the best part of education was, and Ramananda Rai replied that the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness. Wow, what a verse. I'm just so... Actually, I was very happy and surprised to see such a verse come. It's like, give you a conclusion of, total conclusion of educations and meaning of Krishna consciousness. First, I would like to say it's not easy to talk about Bhagavatam, especially when your how to say, elder brother sitting, but I can just follow what Krishna Kaviraj Goswami said when he was, how to say, going to prepare the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He went through all the Vaishnava to take a blessing, and he said, on my own, I'm totally unable to do so. But by the mercy of Vaishnava, even me, I can do my service properly. So I also come at your door, knocking your door, I ask for blessing that I can also, how to say, do it in the way that can please Guru and Vaishnava. Well, this is very interesting verse because here I would like to connect this story to the Guru Tattva, because this is how here Narada Muni is instructing and advising the king. And he's now going to the main point to bringing, how to say, the confidential knowledge. Why? Because, you know, it is said in Gita, one has to approach the spiritual master, okay, pay his obeisance, means surrendering himself to the spiritual master with a humble attitude, and inquire. And as a result, he will receive the confidential knowledge. And Jiva Goswami said, then make in Bhaktisandarbha, what is the confidential knowledge? What is actually a confidential knowledge? Which is very interesting in this verse, and next verse is very nicely explaining this confidential knowledge. Confidential knowledge is that Krishna is everywhere. That he is the friend of everyone and situated in everyone's heart. This is confidential knowledge. Why? Because from this point, the sambandha, the sambandha gyan, the intimate relationship with Krishna can establish by understanding this. This is a gyan, this is a knowledge which is required to advance in Krishna consciousness. Without the sambandha, it cannot go, even in our material relationships. If we don't feel connected to someone, we can go further in our friendship or in marriage and etc. So it's very important, so that's why they call it confidential knowledge. Means by the understanding that secret, you can, how to say, advance in the path. So here Narada Muni is actually giving the king the essence that you should understand he's controller, he's a best friend, he's situated in everyone. He's not saying only devotees, he's not saying only this, only that, he's saying in everyone. Everybody. Means nothing can exist without him. When we are happy, healthy, we are in the right hand of the God. When we are in distress and sickness and problems, we are in the left hand of the God. But ultimately, there is no difference between the right and left hand of the God, is it? There is nothing. There is the same personality with same caring mood, but just we change the position. So this is actually the confidential knowledge which is giving here. What is very interesting also, is the matter of the Chaitya Guru. Is a guru which is situated in the heart waiting for this sincere inquiry to be manifested. This is interesting for also to know that we are founded, not we find. It's like they found us based on this. It's very interesting. In Gaur Govinda Maharaj explained it very, very nicely that everything starts from a genuine crying in the heart. When we truly cry, it can be external tears, but it can also be the internal tears that comes. And that tears water a ground he's explaining in the heart, which awakened this Chaitya Guru to actually manifest in external level to become our Guru. So who finds a spiritual master in any tradition and found you can find this? It was actually a genuine desire to be guided. The person come to the border of frustration, or certain of needs that I need to be guided. And in that moment, a genuine crying means longing for this guidance will Chaitya Guru in the heart waiting for that. Okay, is it started? Then he will arrange that you will meet your spiritual master, which is a representative of Nityananda Prabhu, that we want to talk about that actually further. And so that's a very interesting that in the verse it said that he's there as a Chaitya Guru waiting for you. Waiting, this is our part to really give the sign. Yes, I want to be connected. I want to go back. And very interesting verses that you can give every day, one lecture for one after another. Like, I give remembrance, I give forgetfulness. He's just establishing, you know, again, Prabhupada establishing the position of this confidential knowledge. Like, by understanding this, we will shift. By understanding this, we will, more deepen our sambandha with Krishna, which actually is very, very needed. I was just recently reading about ABCD, one very wonderful devotee from Mayapur, Sachi Prabhu. He's saying ABCD in order to establish a relationship with Krishna very deeply. He said A is association. And it's true, we get to association, we get the taste, we get the faith, is feed our shraddha. And then B is books. When we start to read Srila Prabhupada books, we start to take shelter in literature, which without Gyan, without the knowledge, only sentiment if we have, it can be distracted. It can go from the track. If the knowledge is not there, sentiment is not enough. It's good to have a heart full of the, you know, you have a heart which is beating for Lord. That's fantastic. But knowledge at the same time parallel need to be there to educate. So association, books, chanting, and then the diet means you start to control the senses. You start to have, based on the knowledge you receive and chanting, you have get to the diet. So I wanted to share this today. It was very interesting. A, B, C, D of, advancing Krishna consciousness. Association, books, chanting, and diet. And one verse which I personally adore this verse very much in Gita, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Oof, it's so deep verse. He gives, he's bestowing this ability, knowledge, that we can come toward him. It may happen that maybe in this path, we become, we give a credit to ourselves, like the level we come, the amount of understanding we realize that, to become pride of the level or identify with that. But Krishna is saying that I'm the one who give this. It is a very nice story. There was a famous musician in Russia called Peter Manonov. This musician was, although very, very, popular, was always amongst the people with a cool head, relaxed. And the journalist asked, how come you have so much popularity, so much ability, you're so relaxed and cool with everybody? He said, I only can connect this with one story. And he connected with the story that once Jesus Christ coming to the Jerusalem, right? In English you say? Yes. I know my language, sorry. And then he comes, he's over one donkey. He's like, going to the city, and he's sitting in the donkey, and of course people, there is in love with him and showering flowers, fanning with ebana, how I said, the leaves. And, you know, they're showing their affection and devotion to the Christ. And while he's going to the street of the city, the donkey think, wow, finally they understood my value. Finally they realize who I am. I knew these people are very wise. And at the same time, what Jesus is thinking, he said, they understood whatever I got is just a mercy of the Lord. And they are actually praising him. They understood whatever is happening, manifesting, is nothing by the mercy of the Lord. Very interesting story that, you know, can make us, you know, always, like a receiver for the more mercy. Because we know that we are a channel to return. It is very understanding that, like this musician understood. Yes, I'm just a channel. I just receive it and I will distribute it. And that can work. I mean, but in the, Sachamara is saying I wish I would never be in the position of donkey. Like this donkey to always realize, oh, I got it. You know, others understood and praise me. So it's saying that every level, if you connect to me, I will reward it. But we should understand if he reward us, that he already did all, each individual is a talent, a lot of talents, a lot of ability, which is meant to engage in Krishna's service. And it says that Guru here is like a spiritual master, give a knowledge. He's speaking about what is the perfect of the knowledge, a knowledge that the purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. And this is actually what Guru is doing, to deliver the knowledge, which by that knowledge we can make a genuine spiritual experience. Look, if we don't make a spiritual experience, we hardly can, advance in our path. It's like, if I don't make an experience that, let's make an example in Govinda, or when Murugandhra Prabhu is cooking, you know, I make experience that when I come to Ljubljana, there is nothing best taste I can find. So it's experience. This person experience that this is the best food is available with best quality. That need to be done by the mercy of Guru. We will be able to make some genuine experience about the spiritual life. And by that, faith will, go to other levels. And it's saying, being culture, educated, very active, it means developing a natural love for Krishna. So, if you have this, we have culture, education, and very active, it should come to the point we feel more love for God. Otherwise, it's all, everything is there, but it's not still bringing the result. Means we need to think about it and you know, find a reason. So, let's go to the point that I wanted to talk, actually. The main thing is that we want to talk about the Guru Tattva, because it's absolute truth who, when expanding the right side, it becomes Nityanand Balaram. That is actually the Adi Guru, the original Guru. It is said in, I forgot to write in the verse in Bhagavatam, that without taking shelter of these two brothers, Krishna Balaram, Gauranga Nityananda, our chariot will be prone back, means this material body, to material existence. Means what? Why is important we understand this tattva? Because without understanding this tattva, is very difficult to understand the leelas. What is very important to understand, why it is so recommended we need to take shelter of Balaram Nityananda Prabhu? Why? Because we in ourselves, we are weak. We don't have. We can't do it alone. Can we control the thoughts will come in 10 seconds or 2 minutes? Can we control it? Let's try it. Let's try to control the next thought will come to us. We are that weak. We are that dependent. And that's why we truly, by this understanding, we come to the point to really take shelter of them. Truly. Because Nityananda Prabhu gave two things. Strength and wisdom. He gave strength and he gave the direction to how we can approach Krishna. Look, when very nice story to say to this is when Narottam Das, actually when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sannyas Leela, he's going back to Vrindavan. He stay in Keturi, near Keturi Gram, when actually Narottam Das will be born soon. And they have a very, very intense kirtan, wild kirtan. And he suddenly stopped the kirtan, he called, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And that moment Nityananda Prabhu understood, and close associates of Mahaprabhu, that there is a personality will come soon. It's the same night is very, let's say mystical night, because Rupa Sanatan offered themselves to him. It's that day, very historical day. And what happened that Nityananda Prabhu approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an Adiguru, as a representative, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come with me to Padma River. They went to Padma River. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gifted. He's very, very dear type of prema in his heart. We all know who is in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is inside? Radharani. Radharani, that prema. That prema is bestowed for Narottam Das. But Padma River saying, wait a minute, how can I recognize that personality? It's such a gift. Imagine somebody give you the treasure of all treasures. I mean, give it to that person. I'm sorry, how can I recognize that person? How does it look like? I mean, come on, it's not fair. And it's saying, don't worry, you will be flooded, but not because of monsoon or rains. You will be agitated from within. And he said, look, Nityananda Prabhu, you as an Adiguru will bring Narottam to take this treasure in the right time. So we can see in all the pastime, this is the position of Narottam, Nityananda Prabhu. And he did, when it come to the point when really situation for Narottam Das was very, very intense in his place, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in his dream and said, go to Padma, something is waiting for you. And when Narottam went there, by the instruction of Nityananda Prabhu as an Adiguru, immediately Padma River understood and gave, it's like a wave. It bring this prema in the heart of Narottam. It is said when Narottam came back, he's from Bangladesh. He's Bengali. He's like in that color, like dark color. He was golden, in the golden color. He came out of the Padma. And he was intoxicated with that love, you know. Actually, this is what's planned, that Narottam start to develop the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why everybody knew him. Oh, if you speak about Narottam, I will shift this story. We can go for this story. It's so beautiful. Because I believe he really represents and show the mood we can develop for Krishna consciousness. His relationship with his guru. Why not? We can talk about him. But I want to say something about, my point was how Lord Nityananda actually is in the position to bring each one of us, means give us strength, give us direction, as he gave his strength to Narottam, and he gave direction what you do. And then to bring him to what is waiting for him. Yes, we should pray to Nityananda Prabhu for that, for wisdom and strength, direction and to be empowered. The only quality we need to do this, something is from our side. We should bow down. We should through bow down come from a position, from the state of consciousness that we in ourselves, we can do this. We can go on. As I said, let's try. Can we control our thought for next 10 seconds? It will control us. Gunas are control. Everything can control us. But we need for this. So what is important is we do genuinely bow down. In the external, maybe we do, but inside, we do bow down and seek for, and then he is there for that. And then he will arrange that we meet our spiritual master or spiritual masters who help us to go further. It is said that guru is not there to smile on us or do sympathy, although may they do all this. The main reason that the guru is there is to, as we see Narada Muni is doing to the king, is to purify the heart, that we can perceive this. Because more we get association of the sadhu or with the gurus, we understand the weaknesses of the heart. Oh, attachments is there. You know, how to say, you know, you see anarthas, you see this, in general, weakness of the heart. And this can be disappointing, but if we see from other perspective, it can be a good point, because since we are weak to overcome them, then we can nicely bow down to Nityananda Prabhu. And we can nicely bow down to our spiritual master to remove them. Or in other words, to transform them. There is one very historical lecture of Ravindra Swarup Prabhu that he's saying about this, how to deal with these weaknesses we see in the heart. He's saying, this is again not in our power to do this. It's like, do we have the power to remove trees from forests with our hands? But what we can do, he's saying, to mark the trees that has to be cut with a color. You see in the forest when they want, the company comes, you mark them. And then the company come, we show to them. And this needs some sort of, you know, honesty, humility. You go to, when you see them, say, look, this is, you know, is there. And you can see it. And you mark it, and they will help us to cut that. It's a very beautiful prayer from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He's saying, my dear Lord, please remove from my heart what is not supposed to be there, and please bring whatever want to be there in order that I come closer to you. Oof. That's very strong prayer. We can say, please gently do that. If we want, I don't know, really to pray this, we can say it maybe in a gently way. You can, you know, gently remove that and gently bring it. Because Bhaktivedanta Maharaj sincerely prayed that. And when, after this prayer, he called his god brothers, like Radhanath Maharaj, Sachinanda Maharaj, Indradyumna Maharaj. He said, hey, my prayer worked. I said, which prayer? And he repeat, my dear Lord, please remove from my heart what is not supposed to be there. And please bring whatever we want to be there in order to come to you closer. And it was so sincere that happened. And that's why day by day closer to the departure, he's more happy and he's more detached. Yeah, we need this mercy. We need. There is another very beautiful prayer. They said that, dear Lord, please give me the strength that I can change these, they are meant to be changed. Give me the patience that I again can have a patience for things that is not meant to be changed. And give me the wisdom to understand the difference. What I can change, what I need. And for this we need the strength of Nityananda Prabhu. We need to ask him to please help us through his representative guru to do so. As we said, the confidential knowledge at the end, I like to always, it's one such Amaras was saying, the good class is should have a application for. You need to have something that can be practiced, let's say. We say about confidential knowledge, like Krishna is everywhere. This is so simple, but it is so meaningful. It's so meaning, which while with the mercy of Guru, if this realize, let's say, there is no end on this, to realize this. But more we realize, more we live in peace, and more we live in productive life. In this regard, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna help us in 7th chapter. He said, I'm a taste of water. I'm a light of sun. I'm a sound. I'm an ability of man. And this can help us. When we drink the water, oh, Krishna is there, Krishna is here. When we see the light, you know, like now sun is coming, oh, this is Krishna. We more feel him. We more can connect to him. Because nowadays our world designed in Kali in so much way to distract us. We need, you know, is a gravity force. Things are just falling down. But going up, you need to really use a fuel. And that fuel is this truly surrender to these wonderful messages is there. Like, you know, oh, this is you, and then you hear a sounds, even these sounds which is everywhere in the city, oh, it's Krishna, it's everything, is a source of everything. And that can, I believe, bring us more to understanding he's everywhere. And then to the other part, he's a friend of everyone. And this can bring us a really in the state of peace, in the state of harmony. At the end, I would like to, I don't know, is it okay to, it's done? I mean, by time I want. Well, more or less I want what I want to say, I don't know. I try to say, like, connect this really with, I think in these verses everything is there really, like, a lot of, you know, the essence of all essence for Krishna consciousness. But at the same time, yeah, I think I said what I want to say. I mean, my mind is sticking Narottam, so I can talk about him, you know, somehow. But it's maybe another time we can just talk about Narottam Das Thakur. If any comments, I'm not position of answering question, but any comments.
I heard that you can get prima just by living in this pattern. You can get prima if you read pratana.
Poems. Absolutely. You asking the Jose in the wrong person, because whatever you say about Narottam, I accept personally. But what I can say, Srila Prabhupada saying this, he said, Narottam songs, although written in the very simple language, Bengali, very simple, he wrote it in the very common language. It's not in Sanskrit, it's not in the top, standard, let's say, scholar standard of poetry. But it is a sum total of all Vedic hymns and literatures. He put. Why? Because he, Chaitanya bestow him his own prema. And he bring out everything in the language, that language. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. This poetry of Narottam is equal to all the Vedic literatures. That's why I can bestow, is meant to bestow top blessings to everyone. And he meant it for everybody to be understand. Although he knew Sanskrit very well. He's a scholar, he knew Sanskrit from childhood, studied. He's a prince of Ketunigam. He educated by the father and mother. And he has teachers, but he meant it in a very simple language. That's why it's absolute truth. And many, many Vaishnavas were just connecting to him, their heart opened, they cry out. He explained about all the tattvas, about Guru Tattva, about Radha Krishna, about Vrindavan mood, about Rajavasis. He opened all the secrets. Maybe Prabhuji, one time we can have Narottam. Just Narottam. About life and teaching of Narottam, which is extraordinary. Which is extraordinary. Thank you for this, you know. But for, I understand because he put everything there. All this prema is there. I don't know, for maybe others can add, for I know it's Prabhupada even saying this, his poetry is. Poetry?
Yes.
You mean, well, I think in the same mood we can understand the rest of the things. It has just with sambandha, with relationship, with humble heart. Otherwise, it's like the rest of the thing. Although I'm saying that he manifested in the very simple language, of course, but I think everything can bestow in us, in our side, to be open, receiver mood. If we are in receiver mood. Like, you know, the satellite, they're famous as a receiver, they can get signals. That require although it's available to us. Lokanath Maharaj, he's one of the, he lives with Narottam Das Thakur. I mean, everyday basis. Like everyday singing his poetry, generally living. He was saying once in Vrindavan, I heard in one lecture in the morning in Krishna Balaramani, he said, can you understand how it is the treasure of all treasures is Narottam songs? Become sochi by 50 rupees you buy in Lohi Bazaar, his songs. But really, is it that cheap to understand his? He said, no. You need to have right attitude with a humble mood to approach. I just remember this. He was saying, it's just 40 rupees you buy. Narottam song book. But is it that cheap to understand them and apply in daily life? No. You need to live with them. It's my language, sorry. They are our uncles, our forefathers. And many of them still, we don't know them good. It's good to develop more with them. They are there for us to help us. But, you know, in one hand, we should also raise our hand to take this. Sometimes it's our part to, you know, to come closer to them. Then you will probably, we all get more understanding about the message of them. For example, once in one of his songs, he's saying, I shall visit Vrindavan when my heart will be released from all contaminations. But he's talking about the state of consciousness. Like, it's such a pure, this, so I won't say there are so many things can be, go so deep and so deep in the realization of that. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Narottam Das Thakur ki. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Shri